Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
All right, come on, let's give Jesus a big hand. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, come on, we're going to pray right now. And the Bible says this, one of my favorite scriptures, if you draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. So for the next 20 minutes, let's just draw near to God right now and allow God to speak to us today. Father, right now we thank you. We take this time to draw near to you, open our eyes to see wonderful things in your word this morning. Shift us, change us. Lord, do something eternal in our lives today. We open ourselves up, Holy Spirit, to you, speaking to us and guiding us. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Let's give Jesus another big hand. Come on. And turn, give somebody a high five, grab a seat, settle in, and it's going to be awesome. And can I just say, Andy Byers, how good is Andy Byers? Come on, he does a fantastic job. And I'm looking forward to hearing Andy Byers preach the Word of God from this pulpit. So Andy, I'm looking forward to sitting in that where you're sitting right now and cheering you on when you are preaching, because you are the best. Okay, guys, we're going to come around the Word of God. And we've been having a great series over the last month out of the book of Galatians that Jesus has saved me. Jesus saved me from the law. Jesus saved me from religion. Today it's going to be Jesus saved me from the flesh, which is awesome. That resonates with me. I don't know if you realize this, but I didn't always used to be what you see today. At one stage, I was blonde and 6'4". No, I used to be a very, very bad person. But Jesus saved me from the works of the flesh. When we think of being saved, we often think of an eternal salvation in heaven, where we go to heaven and we escape hell for eternity. And that is absolutely true. But today I want to look at the fact that God has saved me from the works of the flesh. Actions and a lifestyle guaranteed to wreck our lives. And instead, God allows us to live out of our spirit so we can have that abundant life. Not only just eternal life in heaven, but an abundant, functioning life filled with blessing in the here and in the now, because Jesus saved me from the works of the flesh. Can we give Jesus a big hand? Come on. Right. Why don't you grab your Bibles? Look, I'm old schooling it today. I've got my Bible with me, but you might have it. Look, I actually almost exclusively do read my Bible from my phone. So if you've got a device with you, that's great. It'll come up on the screen there. But Galatians chapter 1 and verse 2, and it says this, verse 3, Paul speaking, and he says this: grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age. Not just an eternity in hell. No. The present evil age right now and right here, according to the will of our God and our Father. Now, this age is a present evil age. I was born in Christchurch, New Zealand, in a place called Dysfunction Junction. Anybody heard of that? I was born in a crossfire hurricane down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. No, I was born Dysfunction Junction. And my parents, and I'm sure there's people here who would resonate with this. My parents divorced when I was a teenager. I was about 18. And I But when I was 20, I had this encounter with God that completely changed my life. In fact, I was sitting in a Christian meeting, someone invited me to, and this burning sensation started in my stomach and started working its way north and started moving, and then suddenly, boom, exploded in my head, and my wife, Kerry, will tell you that I've been having brain explosions ever since. All right, and so, but God did something powerful and eternal that changed my future. Not only did it change my eternal destination, it changed the way I conducted myself and lived here on earth. Because I used to be a bad person. I used to be a very, very bad person. But something happened and God began to change me. And I've got two brothers and a sister whom I love very much. My brothers live in Christchurch. My sister lives in Adelaide. And we started going like this. I was heading over here living for Christ, and they were continuing to live the way this present evil age tells us to live. They were living like that. Last November, I went on a hunting trip with my two brothers, and I was stuck in this cabin with them both, and I love them both dearly, but I can honestly say that every sentence that they spoke was filled with profanities and incredibly bad language and swearing and cursing. Every single sentence I had to live with that. But I began to think, you know what? This is what I'd be like if I didn't know Christ. Now here's the thing. People go, well, where would you be if you didn't know Jesus? Where would you be if you didn't? And you just think, where would you be? Well, I know exactly where I'd be if I didn't know Jesus. Because my older brother lives at 102 St. John's Street, Woolston. My younger brother lives at 98 St. John's Street, Woolston. I know exactly where I'd be right now, 100 St. John's Street in Woolston. And their life, they've been going to the same RSL and the same pub for the last 40 years. That's their life. And that's their life. And there's an incredible dysfunction there. My sister, whom I'm actually really tight with and close with, and we get on like a house on fire, it's great. But she actually got saved when she was 11. Now, I got saved when I was 20. She got saved when she was 11. So she was saved before me. She was saved when she was 11, but backslid when she was 12. And then that was, that's it. And was arrested at the pub when she was 12 for being underage. Then rode in a biker gang. She was one of the girls on the back of the bike. And then she was in a punk band called The Playthings. And Kerry and I actually had our first big argument because she made a recommitment to Christ and they were playing their last gig at some pub. And Kerry said, I said, I'm going to go and see Janine play her last gig. She said, no, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. You're not going to that terrible pub. You know, she'd come from this, you know, Christian family. She's very holy. In fact, she's holier than God sometimes. But anyway, and so I went to see my sister play her last gig in the band. And then when I got home, I was locked out of the house. I had to climb through a window. But my sister and I, but then she fell away. In fact, I can remember when she made a commitment to Christ. A church had been praying for the young people of the city of Christchurch. My sister was at the pub, walked outside. The Spirit of God came on her and she lifted her hands and started worshiping God. She just walked through the streets around the pub. She just walked down the road and God led her to this door. She knocked on the door and the door opened and one of the two guys who led me to Christ had just moved there the week before. It was and she made a recommitment to Christ. I think she was about 17, 18 at the time. And I can remember I was washing the dishes in the sink and the phone rang. Kerry answered the phone. And I had suds up to my arms. And can I just say this? Romance begins. Marriage begins. Now here's just a word for Matt Lowe here. You're getting married to Keely McLeod. Matt, romance begins when you sink into her arms but ends with your arms in the sink. Just remember that. So my arms were in the sink and my wife, Kerry came out and just said, Janine's just had an encounter with God, and she's made a recommitment, which is awesome. So praise God for that. Okay. But here's the thing. It's not just making a commitment off you. No, no. There's a daily recommitment of your life. There's a daily renewing of your mind. There's a daily denying the flesh and receiving the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you. And unfortunately, she fell away from God and she's been divorced a couple of times. And well, Kerry and I actually recently went down in the middle of COVID. There was a bit of a break on, so we went down to Adelaide. And we went with her and her boyfriend, and she's sitting there on a second bottle of wine for the day with cigarette in one hand, glass of wine in the other. And I said, "Shalina, are you getting vaccinated?" And she's sitting there and she's going like this. And she's, "Vaccinated? No, I'm not putting anything unnatural into my body." Which is just, and that's not a sermon illustration. That's a true story. Yeah, so there you go. So, but that's my family, and I love them dearly. But you know what? I just want to thank God that Jesus did something incredible in my life. And you and I were destined for more than this present evil age presents to us. We were destined for higher things than that. We were destined to be the people that God had called us to be and do what God has called us to do. Now, in the beginning, God creates the heaven and the earth, and he says, "Let us make man in our image." And then he says this, "So in the image of God," you're made in the image of God. Then he said this, "Let them rule over the earth." But listen, you can't rule over the outside unless you're ruling over the inside. And God gives us, by the Holy Spirit, an ability and a capacity to overcome the present evil age and the works of the flesh, and to be that person that God has called us to be. So number one, just if you could turn with me to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. I'm just going to go through this passage. We've got 3 points. Now, by the way, how many people heard Ollie preach last week? I mean, Ollie, he shared his testimony, his Next Step story. He was awesome. How good was he? I mean, really young kid, and he shared his story. It was fantastic. And he had 3 points, but I rebuked him afterwards and said, "Ollie, here at C3 Church, all our points have to start with the same letter. So how dare you?" But anyway, no. But then I realised today, my points all don't start with the same letter. So, and by the way, I'm breaking tradition today at C3 Church. We have several traditions. One is water is placed on the pulpit, but the preacher never drinks it. Have you noticed? Well, today I am going against all tradition. Here we go. Wow. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So point one is this. The flesh and the spirit are opposed to one another. Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17 says this. "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with one another, so you do not do whatever you want." There's a great story in the Bible in Genesis about Rebecca. She was married to Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham, but she's pregnant, and she thinks, "Great, I'm going to have a baby, and it's going to be awesome." But suddenly there's all this movement. There's movement at the station. There's these limbs flying around, and it's like there's this big fight going on within her, and she's, "Oh, what's going on here?" And she prays, and God says to her, "Two nations are in your womb." And she said, "I knew it. I'm not pregnant with a child. I've got an octopus in there." You know, there's all this stuff going on. He says, no, there's two nations. There's two brothers in there. And it turned out that the first brother born was Esau, and he was a man of the flesh. And it's a bit like us. We're born and we live, and then we meet Christ. And the second man who was born was Jacob. He was a man of the Spirit. Had a few problems, but he was still a man of the Spirit. And you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, but so, and there's a continual warring within us between the desires of the flesh and the desires. There's punches being thrown. There's a bit of professional. Anybody, come on, who can admit that they like a bit of professional wrestling? Anyone, or is it no, nobody? Nobody's. I love a little bit of The Rock, who's now called the final boss. The Rock, I love The Rock. But anyway, all right, better move on here. Bunch of heathens here today. Some of it's real. No, not really. Okay. When I first got saved, there was the guy who led me to the Lord, Steve Aparana, and then there was this guy, Matthew Warren, and they led me to the Lord. And this guy was a Māori guy, and he was best man at Kerry and I at my wedding. And he said this to me, look, Mark, he said, within you, there's two dogs. There's a good dog, and there's a bad dog. And it's like there's this double nature. There's the flesh and then there's the spirit. And what you feed grows. What you feed gets stronger. What you feed dominates. And what you starve gets weak and subservient. And just as Rebecca had a man of the flesh and the spirit within her, so you and I have these contesting natures within us. We have this old nature, this old person who wants to come out of the grave and take over, but we've got this new person of the spirit. And I'd encourage you, feed the good dog. Feed the God dog. Read, every time you read the word of God, you're feeding the good dog. Every time you pray, you're feeding the good dog. Every time you're worshiping, you're feeding. Every time you come to church and listen to me, you're feeding the good dog. But every time you're on the Wakehurst Parkway, like I was this morning, and it's wet, and we're running a little bit late for the 8:30 service, and Kerry's driving, I said, Kerry, there's a car in front of us going really slow. Now, I know you've never had this experience, and I know you're not like this, but there's this car. I said, Kerry, before we get on the Wakehurst, please overtake this guy, because he's going to, and like, she didn't overtake him. And it's 80 kilometres an hour. What is it with people on the northern beaches? Spirit of confusion comes on them. They don't know. You see, what, and by the way, just for everybody here, when there's the round thing at the top, when it's joined, that's an 8. But if it's not joined, it's a 6. Okay, but on the Wakehurst, it's an 80 kilometre. Everybody say 80. Everybody say, I will drive 80 kilometres an hour. More of this because, you know, you're causing me to stumble and I'm the preacher. And the bad dog starting to rise up. The Doberman within. I'm starting to feed the bad dog. I can feel I've got to preach this morning. It's rising up. It's going to take over. So come on, guys. Feed the good dog. Now, Jesus, of course, now, and this isn't just individually, corporately, the Jewish nation had a choice. Pilate standing there, and on one side there's Jesus. And on the other side's Barabbas. And he says, who are you going to choose? Who are you going to release? Are you going to release the King of Kings? Are you going to release God in the flesh? Or are you going to release the murderer and the rebellious man, Barabbas? And the Jewish nation chose Barabbas and put Jesus to death. 30 years later, the Romans come, destroy Jerusalem, and the Jews went into captivity and were dispersed throughout the world for 2,000 years because they released the wrong man. Guys, let's release Jesus into this world. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Can we give Jesus a hand? And let's release him by faith. Amen. Second point. So first point, I don't know what it was, but it was exciting. What was my... Oh, yeah, the flesh and the spirit oppose. That's right. Second, in this passage in Galatians, we get a list of what the works of the flesh, what they actually are. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. and there's this big list. And says the in verse 19, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, etc., etc., etc. And there's this massive big list of the works of the flesh, and they'll kill you. What you've got to ask, I think, when you're making decisions on how you're going to live and how you're going to react to circumstances, what should I do? Well, you've got to ask two questions. Number one, what does God say? Okay. And secondly, why does he say them? So God says, don't commit sexual immorality. In other words, don't have sexual relationships outside of marriage. But he said, but get married and then knock yourself out. Because God created marriage and God created sex. God created your body and all the bits. God created it. It's all good within the context of marriage. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing regarding sex. Why does God say keep sex in marriage? Well, number one, because it's an affront to his nature, his holiness, to have sex outside of marriage. But number two, because God knows if you do, it'll destroy you. Here's some stats. Every day, worldwide. Sorry. Every day worldwide, reported to the World Health Organization, there's 1 million cases of sexually transmitted diseases every day reported to the World Health Organization. Every year, there's 73 million abortions worldwide. So guys, do yourself a favor. What does God say and why does he say it? He says it to save you from a world of pain. Guys, there's a way that seems right to somebody, but the end of it's death. But Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Let's do it God's way. And let's say this, God knows better than I what's best for me and my family. And let's submit to his perfect and wonderful will. You know, the works of the flesh, there's a bunch of them. And there's this old man who fights with, now, I'm going to get Matt up. Matt Lowe, Mr. McLeod, soon to be Mr. McLeod. Come on up, Matt. Can you give Matt? Now, and I said this to Matt before the service started. I said, Matt, do you have a bad back? And he said, no. I said, good. Okay, so because this is what used to happen. Paul says this, put off the old man. He says, put off the old man and put on the new man. So when I got saved, I had to put off my old habits, my old dispositions, whatever I used, my old values, I had to put off the flesh, put on the spirit. And this is an analogy from Paul about Roman times when people, murderers, say I murdered Matt, for example, or killed him. We don't want that to happen, of course, but then what would happen? The Romans often would do this. They'd take the dead body of Matt and they'd strap it to my back. And then I'd carry it around. And I'd carry the person that I'd murdered. I'd carry this old man around with me until the dirt and the filth and the decay ate its way through and killed me. And that is what Paul is saying. There's a man of the flesh and there's a man of the spirit. You've got to put off that old man. You got to put off that old man and you got to put on the new man. Otherwise, because if you don't put off that old man, those old habits, those old attitudes, those old thoughts, that old lifestyle will eat away and destroy what God is trying to do in your world. Can you give Matt a big hand? Thanks, Matt. Okay, put off the old man. And then, rather than the works of the flesh, we need the fruit of the Spirit. And here in Galatians 5:22, it's just listed the works of the flesh. But there's this glorious word, but. Everybody say, but. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. In the King James, it says, the one I struggle with, patience. Patience. This is the one Kerry struggles with, kindness. Kindness. Wives, I'm talking to you this morning. Maureen Southwell, you know I'm talking to you. I'm going to open the altar call up to those wives who are very mean to their husbands. Girls, be kind. Be nice. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Here it comes, Saundy. Self-control. 8 out of 9 ain't bad. All right. Against such things, there's no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Guys, can I just say this? Maybe the musicians can join me right now. You can't do it yourself. It's got to be the Holy Spirit. Let me say to the guys over here, you can't do it yourself. It's got to be the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. And I'll conclude with this scripture. And we know at Oxford Falls, C3SYD Oxford Falls, when the preacher says, I'll close with this, it means nothing. Nothing. But Romans 8:13 says this, for if you live according to the flesh, you see, Jesus saved us from the works of the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Guys, I want you to accept today a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit in your lives. The Holy Spirit. Because Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by a self-help program. It's not Anthony Robbins revving us up and us trying to change from the outside in. Guys, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's in us. It's the Holy Spirit that's on us. It's the Holy Spirit that works through us. And then it continues, it says, Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And so today, why don't we accept a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit to put to death the works of the flesh and to allow the fruit of the Spirit of God, love and joy and peace, to come out in our lives on a daily basis, because Jesus died to save us from the flesh. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Right now, it's the Holy Spirit. Right now. Right now. I just want, if you're saying, Holy Spirit, help me. Right now, to be that person you've called me to be, so that the fruit of the Spirit can come out in my life. Why don't you just raise your hand and say, that's me. Holy Spirit, come into my world. Holy Spirit, come into my world. Holy Spirit, come into my world, into my life, in the name of Jesus. If you're struggling with works of the flesh, by the Spirit, you put to death the works of the flesh. Holy Spirit, help me put to death the works of the flesh. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. And while we're just praying about that, I want to ask if there's people here, you've never met Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you're saying this morning, Jesus, I need you in my life. Maybe there's areas in your life you can't control, and you're saying, you know what, I need help, I need God. Maybe you've been away from God, brought up in a Christian family, but you're saying, you know what, I need to get right with God today. Or you've never met Christ. Maybe it's the first time you've walked in a church and you're saying, I need Christ. So, well, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. If that's you, right now, if you're saying, I want to become a Christian, I need Jesus, why don't you raise your hand and give me a wave right now in the name of Jesus? Why don't you lift your hand up? Give me a wave in Jesus' name. I'll see it. You can put your hand down. We'll pray together. In Jesus' name, help me, God. Help me to meet you as my personal Lord and Savior. I receive you this morning. Just raise your hand and give me a wave. I'll see it. Acknowledge it. You can put it down. In Jesus' name, right now, in the name of Jesus. Can we just repeat this prayer after me right now? And if that's you and you're saying, hey, I just need Christ, why don't we all say this together? Repeat after me, Lord Jesus. Just say it again, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life. Be my Lord, be my Savior. I turn away from my old life. I turn towards you. I receive you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can we all just be upstanding, please, in the presence of God? I'm just going to hand it back to Andy in a moment. But I'd like to open up the altar. It's by the Holy Spirit that we put to death the misdeeds of the flesh. If you're struggling with some stuff in your world, why don't you come up and the Connect leaders can pray for you this morning. And I'll be here. I'll just wait around and pray with you if you're struggling in any area. But also, if you're saying, hey, God, help me by the Holy Spirit to produce those wonderful fruit, love, joy, peace. I should be up tonight. Patience. Come on. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.